With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Just how long before Nicolas Maduro cries uncle? President Trump, ratcheting up the pressure on the Venezuelan dictator, is ordering an embargo on sanctioned oil tankers into and out of Venezuela. Mr. Trump says Maduro uses oil revenue to finance drug trafficking and other crimes. The Trump administration is expanding its travel ban to include five more countries, while imposing new limits on some others.
President Trump continues to clamp down on travelers from select foreign countries. The administration announced that citizens of Burkina Faso, Mali, Niger, South Sudan, and Syria are banned from entering the United States. It's also fully restricting travel on people with Palestinian Authority-issued travel documents. Back in June, the president announced that citizens of 12 countries would be banned from visiting the U.S., and those from seven others would face restrictions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Southern Poverty Law Center is coming in for scrutiny on Capitol Hill amid charges that it targets Christian and conservative Americans without cause.
SPLC is an activist advocacy organization that, to use a sports analogy, is not only a player, but they blow the whistle, call the penalties, claiming authority to decide who may speak, while actively shaping the political fight themselves.
Testifying before lawmakers, Tony Perkins, heads of Family Research Council, also is host This Week on Capitol Hill on the Salem Radio Network. He says the Family Research Council was attacked after being included in the SPLC's so-called hate map. Warner Brothers telling shareholders reject a takeover bid from Paramount Skydance, saying that a rival bid from Netflix will be better for customers. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures up 123 points. The Nasdaq futures ahead 65 points. This is SRN News. A Christmas gift from a Christian business.
Hobby Lobby, the giant craft store chain, is giving away 500,000 copies of The Case for Christmas by well-known apologist Lee Strobel. He was an atheist and a news reporter who came to Christ after doing in-depth research designed to prove that the Bible isn't true. Writing on X, Strobel says, quote, "I'm praying God uses these books to point people to himself." Hobby Lobby will be handing out free copies until all 500,000 are gone. Michael Harrington reporting.
Chile has become the latest country in Latin America to move to the right, electing a conservative veteran politician who has long attracted comparisons to President Trump. Jose Antonio Kast has also taken a conservative stance on social issues, opposing the legalization of gay marriage and advocating for a constitutional ban on abortion. All across South America, voters have strengthened mandates given to conservative leaders. This is SRN News. Texas is suing the utility company whose downed power lines sparked the largest wildfire in state history.
The deadly Smokehouse Creek fire in 2024 destroyed homes and livestock and charred miles of landscape, causing more than $1 billion in damage. The lawsuit accuses Xcel Energy of neglecting aging utility poles that needed to be replaced. The company says it will fight the charge of negligence and notes it has already taken responsibility for the downed lines and already paid more than $350 million in damage claims. Bob Agner reporting.
The head of the Federal Aviation Administration says he will not forget the 67 people who died when an airliner collided with an Army helicopter over Washington, D.C. in January. Ryan Bedford vows not to allow operations in the airspace over the nation's capital to revert back to the way they were before the crash. He testified before the House Aviation Subcommittee. More details, SRNNews.com.